Bienvenidos al English Corner. Hope all is well with everyone and thanks for joining us again this weekend at Radio Sefarad. Happy Thanksgiving for all of you in the United States. We have a great program this week. Since we went through the history of Sephardic Jews during last week's program, this week we're going to look at more of the history of Sephardic Judaism, as well as a modern Sephardic poem, and more. So keep listening to share in all the good things on this new edition, as always with me, Marilyn, and Elise.
As we all know, a Sephardi is a Jew original to the Iberian Peninsula, or whose ancestors were among the Jews expelled from the peninsula during the Spanish Inquisition, incited by the Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabella. But what you may not have known is that in the vernacular of modern-day Israel, the word Sephardi has also come to include the immigrant Jewish communities that were indigenous to various other countries of the Near East, including Yemen, Iraq, and Iran. They have no ancestral ties to Spain or Portugal. And these Jews are sometimes called Oriental Jews, and were once called Arab Jews, but that phrase isn't used so much anymore. There is also another usage of the word Sephardi, which comes from Sephardic liturgy. This, in some Hasidic communities of Eastern Europe, replaced the Ashkenazic liturgy during the 18th and 19th centuries. In this manner, Sephardi is used for someone who simply follows Sephardic liturgy.
The traditional language of Sephardic Jews is Judeo-Spanish, also Ladino, which has come to mean something disparaging or belittling in some areas. It is a Romance language derived mostly from Old Spanish and Hebrew, and is often considered a dialect of modern Castilian because of the similarity of the two languages. Judeo-Spanish has been conserved by the cryptic Jewish Marranos of Portugal and Brazil, and is still spoken by many of them. It is also spoken by many of the few Sephardic Jews still remaining in Turkey and amongst the Sephardi immigrants of Israel. Portuguese has also been used by Sephardis, especially amongst the Spanish and Portuguese Jews of Western Europe. Other languages associated with Sephardic Jews are mostly extinct. For example, Italian, Judeo-Italian, formerly spoken by the Jewish communities in Italy. Low German, formerly used as the language amongst Sephardis of the Hamburg area of northern Germany. This language is also no longer in use.
Now we're going to let you in on some of what happened after the expulsion and on the more modern history of Sephardic Jews. Among Sephardic Jews were many who were the descendants or heads of wealthy families and who, as Marranos, had occupied prominent positions in the countries they had left. Some had been state officials, others had held positions of dignity within the church. Many had been the heads of large banking houses and mercantile establishments, and some were physicians or scholars who had been teachers in high schools. Their Spanish was such that it enabled Sephardic Jews from different countries to engage in commerce and diplomacy.
The Sephardis rarely engaged in bargaining occupations, and they did not often mingle with lower classes. With their social equals, they associated freely, without regard to religion. They were received at the courts of sultans, kings, and princes, and were often employed as ambassadors, envoys, or agents. The number of Sephardis who have lent important services to different countries is considerable. Just to give you an idea, a man by the name of Samuel Abravanel was the financial counselor to the viceroy of Naples.
The Sephardis occupy the foremost place in the role of Jewish physician. These people have won the favor of rulers and princes in both the Christian and the Islamic worlds, and a number have also distinguished themselves as statesmen, but it is not nearly as great as the number of those who have become celebrated as physicians. The fact that Sephardic Jews were selected for important positions in every country in which they settled was that Spanish had become a world language throughout the expansion of Spain.
For a long time, the Sephardim took active part in Spanish literature. They wrote in prose and in rhyme, and were the authors of theological, philosophical, pedagogic, and mathematical works. The rabbis, who, in common with all the Sephardis, laid great stress on a pure and harmonious pronunciation in Hebrew. They delivered their sermons in Spanish or in Portuguese. Several of these sermons have appeared in print. Their thirst for knowledge, together with the fact that they associated freely with the outer world, led the Sephardis to establish new educational systems wherever they settled. They founded schools in which Spanish was the primary language.
the literature of the Jews changed dramatically during the Golden Age. The writings were often biblical, and nature was also an important theme. Also, love and death were important, and they often were celebrating the beauty of creation. The Jewish writers mixed the poetic styles of the Arabs with their language to create the first Jewish Hispanic poetry. In the past, the Jews had been very close to the influence of other cultures, and although they learned the languages of other cultures, they rarely embraced their customs. They began to unite their culture with certain aspects of the Arabic culture, as can be seen in their literature.
Leaving history for a minute, last week in Madrid was held the 6th annual book fair organized by the Hebraica Madrid, a cultural Jewish organization. Their intention was to demonstrate to the Spanish public the strong influence of Judaism in all types of literature. Included in this special event were conferences and book releases, and several very important guests such as the Ambassador of Israel in Spain, the philosopher Gabriel Albiach, and the President of the Jewish Communities of Spain, Jacobo Israel. This was a unique opportunity to find rare and special books and to get to know people with similar interests. This year's event was very successful, and we're already looking forward to next year's event.
Now we'll take a look at Jewish relations throughout history. Sephardic Jews have pretty much always lived on peaceful terms with other Jews, but have rarely intermarried with them. They also did not form congregations because their own practice is different from Ashkenazic Jews. It's very interesting to know that those who had suffered the limpieza de sangre, or blood cleansing, applied a similar concept towards other Jews, in that wherever the Sephardic Jews settled, they grouped themselves according to the country or district from where they had come, and organized separate communities with legally enacted statutes.
A whole community survived in secrecy for hundreds of years by maintaining a tradition of intermarriage and by hiding all external signs of their faith. They are the Jewish community of Belmonte, which goes back to the 12th century, and they were only discovered in the 20th century. Their Sephardic tradition of crypto-Judaism is very unique. Only recently did they contact other Jews, and they now profess Orthodox Judaism, although they still retain their centuries-old traditions. We are now going to share a poem by an American Sephardic Jew by the name of Rufina Bernadetti Silva Mausenbaum that expresses the importance of spirituality and history in Sephardic culture.
A feeling of joy descends, slowly, finding its resting place within me, the images of the past now in inspiration. Listening to the memories fills me with tenderness. I have survived. I am here, alive. I am Israel. Connected always to my past, with love and sadeid, for those who went before, so I open my heart like a shrine, unblemished by bitterness or hate, filled with love for them centuries of tender care could not deny, bore into a perfect harmony, as humane in nature, with the wholeness of spirit that is victorious, we once more can share the essence of purity of life as Jews from Sepharad.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week. Adios.
Hasta luego.
Que por su sejud más venga el goel y rima toda Israel. Cierto alabaremos al mío querido Abraham. Oh!
Israel.